It's starting to feel like Van Halen all of a sudden.
You didn't get that, did you?
I did. On that note, this is Joe Bassa with Music Radar, the place for music makers, and I'm sitting here with 3/4 of Chickenfoot, Sammy Hagar, Michael Anthony, and Joe Satriani. How you guys?
We are missing one talent, Chad Smith.
Chad Smith is one talent. Not with us right now, but he's with us in spirit.
Yes. How dare he miss this interview?
His wife's having a baby.
What kind of excuse is that?
I know. You know what?
What kind of excuse is that? Sam?
A true band member would be here under any circumstances.
Shame on him.
It's like I said before. It's not very good timing of a drummer.
Oh boy! Does that have more than one meaning there?
Joe had a little stab already. Oof.
Okay. Chickenfoot. Now, last I talked to you guys, I was told that was a working name.
By probably each of the four of us.
Yes, that was a working name. But it seems the name has stuck. Is it?
Joe? Mike?
You guys couldn't?
It just seems like it's just gone so far and over the internet and whatever. It's just gotten out so big that, you know, it's...
I had one guy say to me, I'm saying, yeah, you know, what's your name? Your new band? So, you know, something like, you know, the Nine. We were going to call it the Nine there for a while. Joe and I were really kind of hot on that for a while. And then some guy goes, it was not exactly, but a guy said something like, oh, you mean Chickenfoot? Oh, yeah. It's like, no matter what we called it, it would be like, hey, have you heard the new so-and-so record? No, who's that? Chickenfoot. Oh, yeah, Chickenfoot. Yeah, I've heard that. That's great. You know, so we were kind of stuck with it. And, it, you know, the more we see it in print and stuff, as people start coming up with work, I'm starting to like it.
At first, people would say, wait, Chickenfoot, you can't be kidding. What kind of name? That's what a silly-ass name, blah, blah, blah. And then you kind of go, well, it's a working name. So you kind of like you're on the defensive. But lately now, you know, people ask me, I go, Chickenfoot. And you look at them and they go, well, all right.
Yeah, I've had a couple young people say, wow, that's a cool name, you know. One, yeah, I guess it is. Hey, it's really about the music.
And Joe, you were very definitive with me, however. You said it will not be called Chickenfoot. I guarantee it.
That's right.
And that was lost that bet, huh?
That was our public statement there for a while. I think because we were kind of feeling it out, but I think secretly everyone was thinking, like, well, what's wrong with that name? It's a pretty cool name. It's got the mojo and the voodoo and then I think the odd thing is that we became Chickenfoot, whatever that means. I mean, that's you know, part of what happened Chad reminded us the other day, it's been a year since we got together and jammed, and there were tours, everyone was off working, and we would get together. I mean, we've played not very much together, but we somehow wrote and recorded a record, and we became Chickenfoot in the process. So.
Right.
it's really true. We kind of became it. It's like, okay, I guess that's who we are. But the music is swampy. The music is funky. The music is hard rock. It's all these. It's down and dirty. It's tripped out. I mean, it's like it's as stripped out as a fucking Chickenfoot. you ever look at one of them things?
Now, you guys have been referred to as a quote-unquote super group because you all come from big bands and big solo careers and all that. Do you feel like there's too much expectation put on the band?
That's funny. I haven't even really thought about it like that. You know, you hear a person here or there mentioning super group, but I know within us four, I know I don't think of it like that. I just think of it like, you know, we're having a great time, you know.
When you're hanging around with Joe and Chad and Mike every day, there's nobody pretending to be anything. So it's not like, you know, somebody's trying to bring that arrogance or that, you know, all that luggage with them into this project. The cool thing about being grown up, have been through all these big bands, if you want to call it that, super groups, the cool thing about coming through it is that, see, we've kind of all been through all the jive in the early days, you know. And even in the Van Halen, when I joined Van Halen, the reason we lasted 11 years, you know, like most bands don't last, the reason we lasted 11 years is because we were pretty grown up, you know. It's like, okay, you know, no, nobody's head's in the wrong places. It's all about the music. This band is really about the music.
We're all pretty, you know, established. I mean, we're our own individuals, just like Sam said. It's not like we're 20 years old where everybody's like, hey, you know, we're trying to be this, we're trying to be that, we know exactly what we are and what we're doing, and
we're trying to make a great, you know, great songs.
But if people want to perceive us as the super group, well
And I don't know about Joe, but I'm tired of being the boss. You know, it's a great thing to get kind of in, out from under that and rely on your bandmates to make decisions and stuff. Otherwise, when you're solo artist, man, that's a lot more work than everybody thinks.
Well, before you guys got together and jammed and then decided, okay, this is something, this could be a band, did you guys have any discussions about what this band should avoid, having been in band situations before? Like, let's not have what we had in this band. Let's avoid this, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there was any, from that to the recording, I don't think there was any kind of discussion as far as, you know, how we should act or how we should play or anything. Everyone just kind of...
We had no time. There was no...
the one thing that's kind of funny...
We were avoiding our other schedules.
So the one thing that is really interesting, though, is because between us four... We have had interaction and played together in different, you know, like Chad comes down to Cabo and jams with Sam. Some years back, Sammy and I had a thing going with Neil Sean and Dean Castronovo that we were going to possibly do, and Joe came and jammed and was going to possibly be part of that. And so it was kind of weird because all four of us were kind of like had played together with each other. You know, then I came down like
jammed with Sammy strange. And Chad. It didn't feel strange ever. Feel real comfortable from the beginning. Yeah. But we didn't talk about let's be like this or let's not be like that. We definitely didn't do that, man. You know, Joe came in with this music, you know, that he just said, here, I got this guitar riff thing idea, and it starts playing, and Chad chimes in, and Mike chimes in, and I just start scatting, and boy, that it just dictated. I mean, that's the way we did it, song by song. We did it just like that.
But what I guess I'm getting at is, personality-wise, having been through different bands, did you guys kind of like really suss out each other? Like, okay, well, let me make sure this guy's not crazy, like so and so.
You mean
make
Chad?
You know, I don't think collectively we spend enough time, all four of us together, to really get into that. You never know. Once maybe we go on tour, you know, maybe, you know, Joe and Sam will go Chingazos one night, or who knows what. No, it won't happen. But
Joe won't hang around with me on tour, I guarantee you. I'm way too crazy for Joe. Joe's the guy that keeps us all saying, oh man, I better not do that. Like, Joe, he ain't going to go for no stuff like this, right? Like bringing in...
Joe might turn out...
You know, like bringing in like the naked pigs and stuff, you know what I mean? And
let them off the leash. Joe might turn out to be the craziest out of all four of us, though, too. You never know. You know?
Chad's the craziest one. I'm telling you right now, Chad's the craziest guy. Joe's the straightest guy with the most twisted mind, though. Like, he's got the smart mind, and Chad's got the reckless mind, and Mike and I are just ready to go along with whatever happens, you know? Okay, bring in the pigs.
Now, Joe, this has been something that you've wanted to do for quite some time, be part of a vocal-oriented rock band.
Yeah, since I was a kid.
Somehow, you had this big career as an instrumental guy.
By accident.
Just kind of fell into it.
Let's say Chickenfoot is successful. What happens to the solo career?
I'm sure it just, you know, when there's time for it, it pops up and we have a great time with it. I mean, I would think that everybody else wants to keep doing their own thing. I mean, you know, I can only say that from my own perspective, it's quite unique because I did fall into, as you well know, into the instrumental thing just by accident, and it was so much fun, it was so natural to do that I just went with it.
Yeah,
and it worked. I had this amazing career being able to play all that stuff on stage around the world. But this, in the last 6-7 weeks, it's been pretty amazing to see an idea that we thought we'd be able to have a couple of days here for a week there for, all of a sudden, being in the studio and watching it come together.
Yeah.
And it would be like, wow, this is like, I'm in a band, and I'm in a band with these guys.
What is the status of, now Chad's not here, but as far as you know, what is the status of him being this band?
He's fired, that's why he's not here.
Oh, okay. Well,
Dad, you're fired.
Next question. No, but when he and I...
You'll be receiving an email.
Let me send it to him right now.
When he and I spoke last fall, he indicated that he had a year clear, you know, to do this band, I guess before the Chili Peppers were going to reconvene. Mm-hmm. I recently spoke with John Frusciante from the Peppers, and he basically said the Chili Peppers had no plans In fact, he was quite...
That's good to hear.
Yeah. We have avoided so... probably the best karma that we've created for ourselves as Chickenfoot is that we have never put pressure on anyone to not do their thing. Like when we first tried to get together, Joe was out touring, and I, you know, I burned some candles and had some, you know, some mojo and stuff I tried to put on, and his bass player got sick, but then he got well again, you know?
That was him. Yeah.
But seriously, we have not done that. We said, nope. When it's right, it's going to be right. If it's going to be right, it's going to be right. And then Chad came and told us recently that John kind of felt that way, that there weren't any plans. They had made a few things. But seriously, the best thing about this band is that there is nobody has pressure. And we're just rolling the dice. It's almost like we're looking, you know, for the belief of the divine intervention here. If this thing's supposed to happen, it's going to happen. And musically, it friggin' happened like a mother, man, like beyond anybody's expectations. We're hoping that it just keeps going like this. I mean, I can't see anyone wanting to go back and do what they were doing previously without going out and playing with this band.
I know, I don't.
We have to.
I know, I don't.
We have to go. Well, Mike, Mike's different, though, you know. But, you know, I mean, I'm sure Chad would love to be, Chili's are great, you know, one of my favorite bands. But I can't see this band not getting to go out and play this music. We made way, way too serious of a record, you know, to just say, okay, that's a little project. A project really did become a band. And it was like Joe said, watching it happen was unbelievable. Yeah. Just sitting there going, what? Wow.
This question is directed at Sammy and Michael, since obviously you were in Van Halen together. What is it about this band right now that feels different from Van Halen?
Well, it feels like it did in the beginning for me.
That's what I was saying for me.
It feels just like this. Exciting. Everybody's bringing something to the table that makes it better than even what you thought. You know, I mean, everybody's got chops. We all know, you know, we can all hold our own in our arena.
Joe's getting better.
Joe, I'm telling you, Joe, when you hear all the plan on this record, Joe has gotten better, if that was possible.
He's
playing every damn style of guitar on the highest level on this record. It's like 10 records on one. But the thing is that in Van Halen, it was like that. When I joined Van Halen, I thought, oh my God, Eddie's really great. You know, it's like, I'm saying that about Jonah. You know, it's like, I know Mike's great. I know Chad's great, but I never saw him creative-wise. You know, it's like, well, wow, these guys are really great. It makes you want to be better. And you go home and you study. I'm going, man, I'm not going to bring these cheesy-ass lyrics in here, man. I call up Jonah and I, Joe, what do you think? I'm going, never mind. You know, it's really, I mean, it made me dig down.
How do you guys feel that you've changed or adapted your individual styles to fit each other and fit this band? Like, have you noticed a change in your playing in this band?
I didn't. Joe, did you change?
Yeah, I gotta say. But I'm gonna think about it.
Joe had to take a couple steps back, you know.
Joe didn't get all the whole damn thing. They had to make some room for the singer now. Joe had to adapt to that. I didn't have to adapt to
it. I think if there was
any adapting, it was naturally. It wasn't like any kind of, I mean, for me, I was so, you know, just jazzed playing with Joe and Chad, never having played with those guys together. That it just made me look at things and start trying things different than what I've done. But I think it was just like kind of a, okay, I'm freezing up here.
I can tell you, here's just my view of it, which is not so much adapting, but how much can you bring in, you know?
Right.
It's because we didn't really have a lot of history together. We were just so excited because every time we got together, it was magic. And so I'd go home and I'd be thinking, man, I want to write all this kind of stuff. I wonder if they'll like it, right? And some of the songs, I mean, you go from Get It Up to Sexy Little Thing, I mean, they're so completely different.
Right.
So, and I wrote, you know, three times that much material. I bring it in and I get comments from Sam like, I don't sing on songs like that. And Mike's like, I don't know about that one, but that one's pretty cool, you know. But to be able to do like Sexy Little Thing, to me, meant I could open up, because that's the kind of thing I could never really do as an instrumental artist. But I'm playing that way at home, just dying to have a band
right.
That would jump all over it and make it a million times better than I ever thought I could do on my own. And that's what would happen. As Mike said, we'd start to play, and he'd sing something, and it would be like, that would be it. And it would wind up on the record, and everyone would contribute, and then you realize, wow, I can put a Chuck Berry part on, and I can do right. A Keith Richards part here, and I can sort of grow into these things. And that's so it's been like feeling myself sort of unfold a bit and put more into my guitar playing than I had before.